Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, very, very excited to be back. We've had a long weekend off with the Thanksgiving holiday and also with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and I want to get into so many different things, but thank you guys for tuning in again. If you are new, this is The Queen's Lair, and I am your host, Renee. I am the CEO of Onyx Queen Media, which is a lifestyle branding firm and event planning business, and we work with lifestyle brands. So that could be people who are in the lifestyle industry having to do with food. It could be music. It can be anything within the different lifestyle genres, even travel, luxury homes, things of that nature. We help people to guide their brands or to find their brand voice. We also plan a lot of events as well, launch parties and things like that. Anything that will boost your brand in a positive light to the public. So again, thank you so much for returning this week. It has been a really crazy, tiring, but fulfilling past week. And there's kind of a lot of things that we need to get to in a short amount of time. So let's get started. Okay, today's episode, this is season 10, episode 3, staying in your lane causes accidents. I know people are like, what type of title is that? Well, let's talk about it. I was inspired by this, and to really be honest, I was very inspired by this because my sister sent me a DM message on Instagram, and it was of Idris Elba, who, if you don't know who he is, Google him. Great actor and philanthropist and just all around wonderful British guy. He did a video, I guess it was in the last week or so, he did a video that talked about, you know, staying away from people who say that you should stay in your lane. And that really resonated with me, I got to admit, because I've always been a person that never really stayed in their lane. I've always been a person that tried to be very well-rounded, that always tried to, you know, never afraid to try different things. And, you know, if you fail, you fail. But I've said this many times before, and anybody who knows me, I don't really believe in failing. I believe in a fail, you learn. You know, there's something to be said about not trying at all and never knowing if you would have made it than to just trying and sift through and find what works for you. And that could be in your personal life. It could be in business. It could be in, you know, everyday friendship relationships. It can have to do with so many different things. But staying in my lane was never a thing that I've ever done. And even people that have known me since I was younger, even in high school, you know, one of my friends used to, he'll probably listen to this and he knows who he is. He, in high school, he used to call me Medicine Woman. And the reason why he used to call me Medicine Woman was because my purse probably weighed about 5 pounds. And I don't care what was going on, I had the solution in my bag. And he was like, you're like a medicine woman. You got everything in your bag. Oh, God. It was just, and he knows exactly who he is. He's probably going to listen to this and be like, oh, my gosh. But he used to call me medicine woman because, excuse me, no matter what was going on, I had the solution in my bag. Somebody needed a Band-Aid, you know, girl in the locker room needed a, you know, a sanitary napkin, whatever. It was always something. I remember there was a guy in class who he used to get bloody noses all the time, and we were like trying to stop his nose from bleeding, and we're like, well, take him to the nurse or whatever. I went in my bag, and if people are squeamish, you know, you can just like close your ears for a second, but we're all adults. I took a tampon out of my purse, and I unwrapped it, and I took the, you know, the cotton part out of the applicator, and I stuck it up his nose. And everybody was like, what? But I saw it somewhere. I don't know if I read it somewhere or saw it on television, whatever. And people were like, man. And really, it was the only thing that really helped, you know, like quell the, you know, the blood that was coming from his nose. It's so funny now that I think about it, but yeah, I've never been a person to stay in my lane. That's never been. If you're looking for that for me, it's never going to happen. So that's why I named this episode, Staying in Your Lane Causes Accidents. And when I say causes accidents, I mean it causes you to doubt yourself. It causes you to not live to your full potential. It causes you to never really reach out, you know, and branch out beyond your comfort zone. You know what I mean? And it just causes you to keep a closed mind on what your true potential can be. If you always stay in your lane and always do exactly this and exactly that and never branch out from this, you know, these lines in the road, how will you know? How will you know what your true capability is? That's really what that is. And when I feel like when people say stay in your lane, they're really telling you to step back, you know. They're telling you that you need to stay in your lane because you don't know this. Well, how do you know I don't know this? How do you know what you'll be good at if you don't try? You know, so many people say, oh, I don't like this and I don't like that. I always see that all the time if I travel, especially if I travel internationally and there are folks who never try any new food. Like, that's one of my main goals. When I travel internationally, I want to go where the locals go. I want to taste the food that the local grandmama is making. Instead of going to the restaurant, do we know somebody in this country? Can we go to their grandmother's house? Like, that's the food that I want to taste. And there's so many people that they go to certain countries or they travel, and they're well-traveled, but they can't even tell you what the national dish tastes like from that country because they only ate American-esque type food when they got there. They only ate pizza when they got there. They tried to find a McDonald's when they got there. They tried to find a, you know, a Kentucky Fried Chicken when they got there. They never really experienced the culture of that particular, you know, location of where they were visiting. And I find that so sad because you miss out on so much. You know, even for me, yeah, I was born in this country, but my parents are from Jamaica. Like, I, you know, eating American food for me is kind of rare. I love eating internationally even when I'm home in the States. You know, I love eating internationally. It's a rare day. And any day for me, I go out of my lane when it comes to food, you know. And any day of the week could be something different. It could be Thai. It could be Chinese. It could be authentic Italian. It could be, you know, something from, you know, the West Indian and not just Jamaican. I eat Trini and, you know, all these different things because I want to experience and indulge in that culture even if it's just through their food, you know. So staying in your lane to me is stifling who you could be, is stifling who you are as an individual. You know, and I understand when people say staying in your lane, it's like, well, stick to what you know. Well, you know what? Stick to what you know is a thing. Talk about what you know because that is best. You know, it is best to talk, you know, about what you know. But that doesn't mean that you can't talk to other people about what they know and then bring those ideas together and collaborate. No, I'm not going to discuss a subject that I'm not well-versed in, but I'll tell you what I will do is I'll bring somebody on my show or write something up on my blog about someone who does have the expertise in that thing. I'm never afraid to learn from other people. I'm never afraid to you know, branch out and learn something new, you know, or put myself in a situation that would be, you know, quote unquote, uncomfortable. You know, I love to color outside the lines. That's my thing. You know, that's my jam right there, is coloring outside the lines and learning something new, you know. I also wanted to talk with, and I know a lot of, I do get this question kind of often. I think people, they follow me and then they go straight to, well, who is she following? How does she stay so positive all the time? How does she, you know, so they go into to see who I'm following on Instagram and that sort of thing. But just so you don't have to be creeping up all through my who I follow, I'll just give you some top people that I do follow on Instagram. And some of them, I'm going to look up their Instagram names to make sure that I have them correct, because some of them I don't always get them correct. So here's some of the top people that I follow. Some of these people you should already know, but, okay. Obviously, I mean, you guys know that, or for those who don't know, I am a brand ambassador for Damon John, who is the People's Shark. If you don't watch Shark Tank, get into it. I'm a brand ambassador for his Rise and Grind book, and I was very honored, you know, to be chosen for that, and it's been amazing. He definitely gives a lot of great tips. We get special emails and things from him. Sometimes we will have, you know, FaceTime sort of, not FaceTime, but like webinars, you know, have webinars for the ambassadors and things like that. He just gives great insight and he answers all of your questions, and it's not generic. You know, he specifically says your name and answers your questions, and it's phenomenal. It's been a great experience for that. And, you know, being a part of that circle has been very cool. So if you're not following Damon John, I highly suggest that you follow him. His name on Instagram is The Shark Damon. And it's not Damon ending with an N, it's Damon. I think a lot of people think his name is Damon. It's actually Damon with a D at the end. So The Shark Damon. Follow him. I think he's phenomenal. And there's another one, another guy who was actually a part of Damon John's latest book, Rise and Grind, and that's Gary V. His name is actually Gary Vaynerchuk. Okay. Gary Vaynerchuk, let me tell you something. He is not for the faint of heart. And if you are easily offended by, like, adult wording, I'll say it that way, then he would be not the person for you. But I tend to look through all of that and I say, wow, this guy has insight that is quite phenomenal. So Gary, he just goes by Gary V on Instagram, and that's G-A-R-Y-V-E-E. So Gary Vaynerchuk, but he goes by Gary V. Okay, so that's one of the other people. Then there is another young lady who I follow who is amazing, who her name is Jessica Dupart. She is from New Orleans, and she goes by The Real BB Judy. So DareelBBJudy on Instagram. She is the maker of Miracle Drops. If you have not heard of Miracle Drops or have not used Miracle Drops, you need to get in the know. She is phenomenal. She is the CEO of Kaleidoscope Hair Products, which she makes. First of all, the products smell amazing. They do amazing work. I've used several of her products over the years. Wonderful. Definitely follow her. She will inspire you to no end. I can't even tell you. I don't even want to spoil it for you. Just follow her, and you'll understand what I mean. One of her best friends, her name is Raynell, and she's also from Louisiana, and she goes by Supascent, or Supa. Some people just call her Supa. So her Instagram is SU. And I wanted to end on her because when I tell you this woman is so inspirational, first of all, these folks are from around the way, New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have this spectacular upbringing. They didn't have, you know, a rich uncle in the background doing all this stuff. Like, they came up with come up. You know what I'm saying? Like, just regular people. And they support each other so much and so well. And they bring the serious folks with them who really want to make a difference. You know what I mean? And Supa has been a really great mentor to me in my head. I don't know her personally, but I absolutely adore her. I think that her family, her fiance, her son, she has a little baby on the way. It's just such an inspiring story. And I wanted to end on her today because she actually, first of all, she's the CEO of the Crayon Case, which is a makeup company, and they have palettes and all kinds of wonderful things. And the theme and the concept of the palettes are like just what the name is, the Crayon Case. So everything looks like school supplies and, you know, the blushes and the lipsticks and the, you know, all the different things that she has going on. They mimic school supplies and, you know, the brushes look like the ends of a number two pencil and things like that. It's such a really great concept. She's also the CEO of Watch My Smoke Entertainment, which it deals with music. And her fiance has a t-shirt company. They have apparel. It's just like, you just have to follow them, and it's just so wonderful. But like I said, ending on her today because it's so inspiring and goes exactly with the title of, you know, staying in your lane causes accidents. This is a woman who never stays in her lane. And this is a woman who, she has been talked about. She has been cussed out. She has been put down. She has been treated unfairly. She has gone through it all. And she continues to keep moving forward. She continues to rise above the noise and the nonsense and the haters and all of that. And today, well, I would say yesterday because technically it's early morning on Tuesday, but Cyber Monday, this woman made over $1 million in about an hour and a half. She literally had her phone with all of the sale notifications popping up on her phone, and she had her phone on her desk in her office. And soon after that, I said, look at all these sales coming in. This is amazing. This is wonderful. Soon after that, there's another video of her literally in tears crying because she had hit $1 million in sales in literally 90 minutes. And I will tell you, that is so inspiring to me because I remember when she was on Vine. I remember when she was making videos 7-8 years ago, you know, on YouTube, and she's kind of a bit of a comedian. She's known for kind of roasting people, you know, and I loved her for that. She has great story times. If you go look her up on YouTube and all of this, I mean, and then she wasn't posting on YouTube anymore, and I was like, what's going on? I don't understand. And didn't even realize how much she had going on Instagram, because I really wasn't on Instagram too heavy until the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years or so. And it turns out that she's almost at 2 years with her business. This is a woman who has worked in restaurants. She has been a waitress, bussing tables. I think she worked in a hotel at one time. You know, like, she is just, listen, if you want to be inspired, you need to follow her, for sure. Follow Supaset. Follow Jessica Dupart. Follow Damon John. Follow Gary Vee. These are some of the people that as soon as I get up in the morning and I do, like, my morning affirmations and my morning prayer, and, you know, I play music. A lot of times it's worship music. You know, I'm not shy about that at all. Y'all ask me the questions all the time. Well, what are you doing? That's what I do. I get up in the morning even before I step 1 foot out of my bed. I pray. I do some sort of quiet meditation. I'm sitting up in my bed, like, you know, legs crossed, like how you sit yoga style, you know, and I just sit quietly. And then I'll play some music, and it's usually some type of worship, praise music. You know, maybe I'll go into my music playlist, because anybody who knows me for years knows music is my absolute first love. I sang for years and, you know, played the piano and even learned how to play the drums and all of that. And there'll probably be more of that coming down the road, but I think maybe I'll make that in another video. I'll talk about some of my favorite music artists. But that is how I start my day. And then after that, I will kind of scroll through Instagram and see different posts or reactions to things that I've posted and, you know, things like that. But I go straight to their account and look them up to see what they said that morning or what I've missed from the night before, just for that great encouragement, because they are amazing. So those are like my top people. You wanted to know, so I'm telling you, those are my top people that I follow that inspire me. So if you think that staying in your lane works for you, by all means, do what you're going to do, boo. But staying in your lane is going to be nothing but hindering. It's going to be nothing but keeping you from where you need to be, keeping you from your destiny. Sometimes you have to get out of your lane and go into uncharted territory to really discover your true potential. That's all I have this week. Thank you guys for coming back once again and listening. We will be back next week, and I think I'm going to talk about some of my favorite music artists and who inspires me that way, since you guys ask me all the time. Thank you guys again. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.